Hi, my name is Lillian Nejad. Welcome back to this course about overcoming insomnia. In Lesson 8, you learned about the various natural remedies that, although not scientifically backed as of yet, may be worth a try to improve your sleep, but only under the supervision from your doctor. Today in Lesson 9, we're going to talk about what to do if you're having trouble applying the strategies, or if the strategies haven't produced the desired results. It's not working. Now what? So you've tried everything and you still can't sleep? For optimum success, the sleep strategies need to be implemented systematically and consistently, and this requires a great deal of organization, discipline, and patience. So understandably, it can be difficult to apply these changes on your own. You may feel unmotivated or find it difficult to be consistent, or you may feel frustrated by the whole process and how long it's taking. Because there are a number of emotional, cognitive, behavioral, physiological, and situational factors that can affect your sleep, you would be forgiven for feeling overwhelmed and for not knowing where to start. It might be time to ask for help. Sleep specialists can guide you with additional strategies. It may include an overnight stay at a sleep clinic to help pinpoint the cause of your sleeping problem, or a psychological treatment called cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, and specific regimens like sleep restriction therapy and bright light therapy that are best employed under professional supervision. One option is to spend the night in a sleep clinic. This is essentially a medical lab where you will be monitored, usually overnight, so they can help diagnose the main issues that may be impacting on your quality and quantity of sleep. The clinicians do a sleep study by applying electrodes and wires to your body. Don't worry, it doesn't hurt. So they will be able to measure the electrical activity of your brain and some specific muscles in the face and legs, your heart rate, your breathing, your oxygen levels, and your snoring. They'll also be able to monitor your waking and sleeping throughout the night, as well as patterns of breathing and your limb movements. Based on the data provided, the sleep specialist can diagnose whether or not you have a sleep disorder and recommend the appropriate treatment. You can find sleep clinics in your local area, and they are often part of a hospital or university center. Cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia is also called CBTI. CBTI is a 6 to 12 week psychological treatment protocol specifically for treating insomnia and is recommended as the first line treatment for insomnia by the National Institute of Health, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, and the British Association of Psychopharmacology. Multiple studies have shown that CBTI improves both the quantity and quality of sleep. CBTI includes many of the strategies that have been outlined in this course, but spends much more time helping you identify and modify unhelpful thoughts and benefits that are impacting on your sleep and your ability to function well during the day. The benefit of seeing a mental health professional who specializes in sleeping problems is that he or she can personalize your program based on your specific difficulties and individual circumstances. There are also a number of online programs based on the CBTI protocol that may be of benefit, with programs ranging from 5 weeks to 12 months. Sleep restriction therapy is a component of CBTI treatment for insomnia that aims to correct circadian rhythm dysfunction by retraining your body to be sleepy at the appropriate time. In other words, it's pushing the reset button on your body clock. If you have been taking benzodiazepine medication, you must cease this under the supervision of your doctor before you commence this treatment. Sleep restriction starts by limiting the time you spend in bed, so it would be more aptly named bed restriction therapy. The first step is to record the time you spend sleeping every night for a couple of weeks so you can ascertain your average duration of sleep. Make sure you record your bedtime, the times you woke up during your sleep, the times you spent asleep, and the time you got up on a daily basis. The idea is to only spend this many hours in bed. So if you spend 8 hours in bed every night, but only 5 of those hours sleeping, then the treatment would begin by restricting your time in bed to only 5 hours a night. The minimum sleep restriction time is 4 hours. You then set the time you go to bed based on the time that you need to wake up. If you want to wake up at 7 a.m. and you're only allowed to spend 5 hours in bed, then your bedtime would be 2 a.m. Importantly, you must wake up at your designated time and you're not to take naps during the day. Every night, your sleep efficiency is calculated, which is the total sleep time divided by the time spent in bed times 100. And when your sleep efficiency reaches 90%, your time in bed is increased by 15 minutes at a time. This process continues until you reach your ideal sleep time or core sleep requirement. Everyone has different sleep requirements, but the minimum is considered 5 hours per night, while most need between 7 to 9 hours, and some need up to 10. Your sleep specialist can assist you with ascertaining your core sleep requirement. There are some side effects with SRT, particularly in the beginning of treatment, mainly people feeling tired during the day, and some people experience headaches. To assist with regulating your sleep, your sleep specialist may recommend bright light treatment, sitting in front of a special light box that emits fluorescent light to use during the day. More on this in a few minutes. As you may not be functioning at your best during the initial stages of treatment, ensure you are not overexerting yourself during the day or operating heavy machinery. SRT requires a lot of patience and discipline. A sleep specialist can personalize your treatment and help you keep on track. Research has shown that this is an effective treatment with long-lasting benefits, including being able to fall asleep earlier, have a more consistent sleeping pattern, and have better sleep quality. Expect to see significant changes to your sleeping pattern after a month of treatment. Here's an example of an SRT process. Step 1. My sleep logbook over 2 weeks shows that on average, I spend 5 hours sleeping out of 8 hours in bed. I need to wake up at 7 a.m. to get to work on time, so I set my bedtime at 2 a.m. Step 2. I go to bed at 2 a.m. and wake up at 7 a.m., no matter how sleepy I am at night or in the morning. Step 3. I calculate my sleep efficiency every night and increase the time in bed by 15 minutes if sleep efficiency is 90% or more. So, for example, if on night 1 I went to bed at 2 a.m., fell asleep at 2:30, woke up at 4:30, went back to sleep at 5 a.m., and woke up at 7 a.m., my total sleep time would be 4 hours, and my total time spent in bed would be 5 hours. The sleep efficiency calculation would be 4 divided by 5 times 100, which equals 80%. Therefore, there is no change to the protocol. Then on night 2, I went to bed at 2 a.m., fell asleep at 2:15, and woke up at 7 a.m. The calculation is 4.75 divided by 5 times 100, which equals 95% sleep efficiency. If sleep efficiency is over 90%, I can increase the time spent in bed by 15 minutes. So on night 3, I go to bed at 1:45 a.m. Then I fell asleep at 2 a.m. and woke up at 7. My sleep efficiency is still 95%, so I can increase the time spent in bed by another 15 minutes. Therefore, on night 4, I will go to bed at 1:30 a.m. Step 4. This process continues until I reach my core requirement of sleep. The process is complex, and it does have side effects, so it's best utilized with the assistance and guidance of a sleep specialist. Both CBTI and SRT are well-researched and evidence-based protocols, which will give you the best chance of improving your sleep. Bright light therapy. Bright light therapy, also called phototherapy, is another treatment protocol for insomnia. It is especially useful in breaking unhelpful chronic sleeping patterns. The way it's used depends on the type of sleeping pattern you have. If you have trouble falling asleep until the early hours of the morning, this is called delayed sleep phase syndrome. Part of the recommended treatment is likely to be exposure to light first thing in the morning. This can be via natural light, for instance, opening the curtains or taking a walk outdoors, or with a special light therapy box that mimics outdoor light. If you fall asleep fine, but you find that you're waking too early in the morning, this is called advanced sleep phase syndrome. Then you may need more light in the late afternoon and evening. Exposure to light at the recommended times helps to adjust your circadian rhythm so that you respond to light and darkness in a pattern that is better for your health and well-being. The bright light protocol is best completed under the supervision and guidance of a sleep specialist who will tailor your treatment to your specific sleeping pattern. It is a systematic process that often takes 2 to 3 weeks until your desired schedule is reached. This treatment is often done in conjunction with CBTI, which is in line with the sleep strategies outlined in this course. We have now come to the end of Lesson 9. Lesson 10 is our last session. In the last lesson, we will be reviewing everything you learned during the course, including how best to go about applying what you learned so that you can start sleeping well and feeling rested as soon as possible. Thank you for listening, and talk to you soon.